Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord for another Monday. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, saints, we got somebody that's on our side. You know, you can hear a lot of people say, well, I'm all alone, and, you know, nobody cares, and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. But I'm telling you, God cares. He watches over everything, every minute detail in our lives. He makes sure that he don't leave out nothing. I don't care if it's from the breaking of a toe or a hand being hurt or any kind of sicknesses or disease or heartaches. God is there to reassure you that everything will be all right if you just trust in him. I have gone through much, and I'm expressing a lot of my suffering on the prayer. You know, I pray for you, you pray for me, watch God change things, because this is the time that we should. Amen. I don't know what happened, but I don't even know where I stopped. Amen. My phone just went dead. I've been having so much problems with this wireless phone. I tell you, technology doesn't improve things. Sometimes it creates a mess. And so I don't know where I stopped. But anyway, marriage is honorable, and the bed is undefiled. And the Bible also said that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtain favor with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And because of that, amen, I was saying that, you know, God is loading us with benefits every day. But when that man get hold to a woman and he married that woman and birthed four children and seeds of righteousness for the Lord, amen, and nurtured them in the Lord, amen, praise God. God is well pleased. One of the things that he said about David, and he also let Abraham know, amen, praise God, that he had said that he would teach his seeds about the Lord. And so we as parents and husband and wife, we take on many acts in our lives. We are actors, amen, praise God. But if we don't be actors for the truth, it will bring in a lot of division. I'm having more problems with this telephone, but I'm determined, amen, not to be defeated by the enemy. Praise God. It's got to be something in this prayer today, amen, praise God, because the enemy is sure mad at me. Praise God. But we first married to God, amen, praise God. But when that husband find a wife, he find a good thing and obtain favor with the Lord. Amen, praise God. And if you, like Abraham and David was, one thing they did, they told their seeds, their children, about the Lord. Amen, praise God. And God spoke highly, say, I know that my servant David would teach my children about, amen, me. And so it's important that amen. So, again, I'm trying to say, and I'm going to have to get this telephone fixed or do something. We need to, amen, understand, amen, about our marriage and our relationship. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the marriages today. I pray that you would, amen, send forth that anointing that would destroy every satanic yoke, amen, because we know when you call a husband and wife into marriage, Father God, they are supposed to abide by your rules and your governance power and the regulations that you have place in the marriage. Amen. Praise God. Some of us don't own, amen, and been married 10 and 15 years, and all of a sudden we want a divorce because of what we feel or what we didn't receive or what we didn't. Instead of taking it to the table and then seeking the Lord, amen, in the midst of the conversation, amen, we've turned our back on the Lord and begin to make our own decisions about our life, not knowing that, amen, we have interfered with the will and literally destroyed the hope of people, amen, that have literally tried to stay together, amen, on one part. Lord God, this is not a divided thing when marriage come together, amen. You created that in the midst of the Garden of Eden, amen, praise God. So I know that, God, when you gave Adam to Eve and Eve to Adam, amen, one of the things that happened was he knew that Eve was not going to live, amen, after she partake of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. So, Father God, he went on, amen, praise God, and he committed the same sin and caused death, amen, upon them all, amen, praise God. But when Jesus came in and shed his blood, he shed his blood, amen, for the relationship, amen, and for our salvation. We now have, amen, the right to the tree of life. I pray, Father God, that you would heal these marriages and give them another chance, God. Amen. Give them another chance to go on and be what you have called them to be, God, in the name of Jesus, because Satan has entered in. It doesn't mean that, amen, praise God, that relationship has to stop, because Satan has entered in. It doesn't mean that, amen, he has taken over, praise God, because you have, amen, the right, amen, praise God, being sovereign, amen. Men that broken heart, pull them out of the fire. Amen, before, amen, it even began to get hot around them. So, God, I'm asking today to heal the marriages. They have children involved, some of them. They have, amen, praise God, loved ones involved. Amen, praise God, that do not want to see, amen, it dissolve. Amen, and sometimes, amen, that have loved ones that have interfered. But God, you are able, God, to bring it into, amen, a halt, amen, what the enemy is trying to do. Satan is behind divorces. He don't want nobody to marry. If it was up to him, Father God, he would have everybody into homosexuality. But God, amen, break those spirits of lust, those spirits of adultery, or those spirits of fornication, those spirits of lies, amen, all of those family demons that follow our marriage in order to cause it to fall. Break and destroy those spirits today by your anointing and your sovereignty. Father God, you told me to ask anything in your son Jesus' name and that you would do it. And that's John 14, amen, 13 to 14. I ask you to heal the broken in heart. Heal the marriage today. Don't let Satan win. He don't have to win, Father God, if we come to you. Father, I want to praise you right now for healing that marriage, for healing that broken heart, for giving that woman another chance after she's committed adultery, for giving that man another chance after he's committed adultery. Because they commit those sins don't mean that they have to, amen, go on and continue in them, but sin stops when you come in, Jesus. Father, have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, amen. And I'll give you glory today, God. All the honor and all the praise in Jesus' name. Saints, those that are married, go and be healed. Give that husband God told the disciple, you forgive that person 70 times 7 or 77 times 70 is the way it go. Amen. Praise God. So we need to forgive and forget. What's one step into healing a broken heart and a marriage? Amen. That shouldn't have never been in a position to be on the rocks. Let us, amen, understand that. When you marry, amen, it closes the door for a lot of demonic oppression if you allow God to be the light in your life. Amen. God is faithful. Have a wonderful day. God bless.